This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, what a ball game. Heck of a ball game you guys got to watch and enjoy. You know, want to start off just thanking the crowd. I thought the crowd was loud, especially in that fourth quarter. The Panther Pit was outstanding. I think they caused a, you know, illegal procedure on Cal, I think maybe the second to last drive, but they did an outstanding job. You know, proud of our team. You know, they just find ways to win football games. Obviously, the offense didn't play great today, but the defense played lights out, and that's what you want to have. I know you guys have been asking for some sacks, so we got some today for you. You know, Jimmy Scott had a heck of a day. Lovelace, you know, just finding ways. And again, our defense is out there in a 2-minute situation. I wish we would have ended the game in a 4-minute situation. You know, had a fumbled, kind of a bad snap as well. So if it happened today for us offensively, you know, it just, you know, sometimes when it rains, it pours. But, you know, we'll learn from, you know, our mistakes on offense today. And again, it's just great to maybe not play well on offense and find a way to get a win. So defense played lights out. Questions?
Hey, top head, you talked about earlier this year about how you guys are one of the best at adjustments in this game. Braylon talked about how in the first half, you guys were getting hit behind your blitz, and he said, you guys said, we got to cover the middle part of the field. What was the adjustments you guys made to counter how Cal was attacking you guys, especially in third and longs?
Yeah, we did a poor job on third down, period. You know, the whole first half was awful. You know, regardless of what the coverage was, they made plays we didn't execute properly. You know, regardless of the coverage, but, you know, I can, you know, that iPad's a powerful tool. I don't have to tell you guys. I'm wait till, you know, wait till I see the film. You know, I get to see it during the game. Unfortunately, it seemed like every time defense came off the field, you know, we had no 3-minute timeout and had to not look at it and wait for our time. But, you know, we just didn't execute on third down. We get them in third long situations and we got to get off the field. So that was a disappointing thing on defense, but we got better as the game went on. We put Javon McIntyre in at the star position. I don't know if you guys noticed that. It just felt like we needed a little bit of maturity there. We got to get better. There's great things. You got to win, and we got a lot of things we can whine and get after our guys about as far as just cleaning up some of the details. I mean, we left the tight end just flat, you know, in the third quarter, right down the middle, wide open because, you know, a guy blitzes instead of plays coverage. Like, that's a problem. But, you know, to be able to come away with the win and make mistakes like that, it's a great thing.
A young quarterback came in here, accepted responsibility for his performance, didn't make excuses, said Cal threw a lot of different defensive formations at him. How important is that maturity for him to come in here and man up and said, if I watch tape, I can get better every
night? Right. I mean, it's good. I mean, you know, Eli's he's a man. He gets it, you know, and, you know, he's going to get credit when things are going great, and he's going to get bashed when they don't. But we knew that coming in. He had stuff wide open and he needs to throw it and not try to be the hero all the time. They did throw a lot of different stuff at him, you know, especially with the tempo. They did a nice job. So, you know, again, he will learn from it. That's a great thing, and we'll continue to go. Jerry.
Thank you. First play of the second quarter. How quickly did you come to the conclusion you're going to go for it on fourth down from the 28, and you had the whole span between the first and second quarter to change your mind?
Yeah, never second guess yourself. I got faith in our offense, and you know, we were 2 for 2. I think on fourth down, those are two critical plays. I mean, fourth and 5, we converted it, and for a TD, you know, Dez goes, and then fourth and one was Dez's, you know, but that was a TD drive on the fourth and 5. But those are calls we got to make as a head coach. You know, you guys yell at me if we don't get it, but we were 2 for 2. I think they were maybe 0 for 1. Our defense continues to be good on fourth down. And, you know, again, we tell our guys, you know, we're going to go for it on fourth when the time is right. And got a lot of faith in our offense converting.
What was the Can you say about how Braylon Lovely stepped up today?
You know, Braylon, Biles was out. Biles probably could have gone. He was begging. Matter of fact, whining, complaining, almost, aggressively, too aggressively. And again, you got to love that. He wants to play bad, but the trainers held him out, just want to be safe and smart. So he'll be ready to go. But I'm fired up for the Lovelace. Braylon needed that. He's played good, but he hadn't played great. But he needed, he got two sacks today. He was, he played the whole darn game pretty much. I think we put Jeremiah Marshall in there, a true freshman, for a few plays. But Lovelace, took the brunt, and I'm happy for Braylon. He's a great kid and a great football player. He needed that for his confidence.
You were down two starting linemen like almost right away in this game. I mean, do you think that kind of affected the offense?
It had a little bit of a factor. There's no question about it. I think Coach Bell kind of maybe got a little bit conservative. Was just worried how we'd hold up over on that left side. You live and learn, and we'll watch the videotape and see what happened. But we couldn't run the ball. We were running the ball pretty good early. Then we lost those two guys. We lost a little bit of what we, those are two, Jacoby and Branson are two really good football players on the left side. So that hurt us a little bit, but I'm not going to make excuses. Those next guy up, they got to go make plays, and we'll move on from there.
Besides, Sean Fitzsimmons made a lot of plays for you. It seemed like he made a big difference for you guys up front. Well, how has he energized your defensive front so that you guys were able, after that first drive, you guys really took away the run?
Yeah, I mean, Fitzy's been good 2 weeks in a row. We thought he was a starter coming in. And he missed a lot of games, but he is back. Nick James is back, too. We'll see the video to see what it was like inside. But our guys played well. I mean, Ghost made some plays when he was out there. I mean, it's good to have Fitzy back. I guarantee you that.
And you mentioned the sacks. What got you from the pressures you had been having to finishing with sacks?
It's a lot of, different things, but, sometimes it comes down to coverage, number one. And again, if they're going to drop back and throw it, I mean, I think, you get zero sacks against Youngstown State, you think you got to get 14 of them, right? But if they're throwing the ball real quick and just, they're scared to death to get a sack and they're throwing it out, I mean, I think, going into this game again, I think it was 27% screens on third down. Well, when they're running screens, you're not going to get sacks, and it gets frustrating as a, but when you get into the ACC play, as you guys know from the past, is when we start to get our sacks because they got confidence in their protection and they got confidence in the receivers and quarterbacks. So I think that's what it comes down to is the opportunities, in a drop back compared to a, screens and three step, just trying to get the ball out and making sure they don't take negative plays.
That is one thing to trust your kicker. It seems like another thing entirely to send him out there for a 58-yarder. Just what can you say about Ben Sauls hitting that one today? Just what gives you so much faith in him?
Yeah, I guess he tied, Kessman for the longest. He came up to me before and said, can we get a delay game so I can get the record? I was just like, he didn't say that. I thought he was gonna. I knew. I was like, he's gonna want a delay game. Like, we're not going there. He's got a great leg. I mean, he's been automatic. And again, there's no, there's no hesitation on that call either, Jerry.
What went into the struggles that you saw for Eli today as far as seeing the field? It seemed like Cal was on a lot of things you guys tried to do, especially like the play action setups for slants over the middle. It seemed like they had either a defensive lineman or a linebacker right in those spots at the right times to bat some of them down.
I mean, Justin Wilcox is he's a defensive guru. That's why he's got the head job at Cal and been there 8 seasons. He does a nice job. And, you find out, that's the problem when you play these teams just once. You don't know how they're going to play and what they're going to do. And that's why I always like that Coastal Division, because you get used to playing people and find out. But obviously the next time we get to play them, we'll know a little bit more about how they're going to try to defend you. And that's part of the chess match out there.
You guys got out earlier this week about how it's important for teams to win in multiple ways. You guys have come back. You guys have earned come from behind degrees, but you hold on tonight's win. Just what does a win like this kind of do for the team even more?
It's great. The offense is in there kind of going, hey, great job defense. And, and then there's, on the other hand, there's those games where it's like great job offense. So it's we're going to find a way. Our guys stick together in there and they know there's guys on the field are going to make plays. I mean, that block field goal, there was a lot of, we talk about a field goal formation. At the end of that field goal formation, we don't want it to look like a field goal formation. And I think our guys gave great effort inside and frazzled that kicker a little bit, I think. So I don't know if we got a hand on it or not. I saw Chief Borders coming out talking about like tip or something like that. I'm not sure or not, but they felt like they had an effect.
Pat, you're 6-0, and do you feel like you've played a complete game yet, though?
Probably not. I don't know if there ever has been a complete game. I mean, I wish, we would strive for, strive for perfection and we'll take excellence, but it's never going to be perfect. I mean, this is, you know, there's too many guys on scholarship out there, and it's never going to be perfect. That's why you just got to play one play at a time, not look at the scoreboard, and just try to win every play. Every play matters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.